Wydad Casablanca fans are renowned as some of the most passionate and organised in world football. They're famous for their so-called tifos, choreographed displays of support involving huge banners and flags.
The set of tifos that they've been unfurling over the last 3 weeks has been nothing short of spectacular. I mean, I haven't seen anything like it in world football. I can tell you that I've been to matches, you know, in 10, 11 different countries in the world, and I've never been to an atmosphere like that. I downloaded an app on my phone and to start, tried to measure the decibel level, and it was around 90 decibels pretty consistently throughout the match, which I'm told is pretty bad for your eardrums.
Wydad's long history can be traced on the walls of Casablanca's old town, but only once before has the team played at the Club World Cup.
Wydad are the champions of Africa. We are not afraid of anyone. Playing in Morocco is a big advantage for us. Not just Wydad fans, but the whole country will be behind the team.
Wydad's origin story is one that informs the feelings this team inspires.
Under French occupation, access to sports facilities was limited, so in the mid-1930s, some Moroccans formed their own club. Wydad Athletic began life as a water polo team, but quickly expanded to include football. The side went on to become a symbol of the nationalist movement whenever they played.
Mohamed has supported the team all his life. For him, Wydad will always be a club that's about much more than just winning trophies.
Wydad is a source of hope, a source of life. It gives me a vision of a beautiful world. It's how I breathe, how I forget the problems of life. After a week of work, I get to go on an adventure with my love. It's a love that can only be understood by those who have grown up with this club.
Football and resistance are Wydad's founding principles. That spirit has produced a club that's ready to take on the world. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera, Casablanca.